Welcome in to week 12, day 56. In today's reading, we're only covering Psalm 86. An overview of Psalm 86. Psalm 86 is a prayer for help against enemies who threaten to destroy the psalmist. The psalmist is devoted to the Lord, and he is a faithful servant of the Lord. Therefore, the psalmist is confident that the Lord will answer his prayer and defeat his enemies. Theologians are unsure when the psalmist wrote Psalm 86. Furthermore, theologians believe that the psalmist in this psalm who wrote this psalm is David. One commentator comments that the layout of the psalm shows that the psalmist wrote the psalm not out of their difficulties. The commentator believes that the psalmist wrote the psalm as a prayer for those facing challenges and dangers. Psalm 86. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant, who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my plea for grace. In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love towards me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seek my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God, merciful and graceful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant, and say to son of your maidservant, show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. As I look at Psalm 86, I want to give you a lesson if I can. I want to describe to you the text idea of Psalm 86. In the text, we see the psalmist describe the divine qualities of God. Here's a lesson idea. People encounter God's divine qualities every day, and the child of God must recognize them. Here in a little bit, I want you to walk away with this takeaway. Regardless of what you're facing, the child of God must remember the divine qualities of God. Psalm 86 teaches us about the divine qualities of God. What are the divine qualities of God, you ask? There are five divine qualities of God here in Psalm 86. The first divine quality of God is good. God is forgiving, and God is abounding in steadfast love. The psalmist in Psalm 86 verses 1-5 says, incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me. For I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am godly. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all the day. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, do I lift my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call upon you. When we say God is good, God is forgiving, God is abounding in steadfast love. Think about these terms that the psalmist used to describe God. He says, God is good. The term there, good, is deserving of esteem and respect. He says, God is forgiving. The term there literally means ready to forgive and show mercy. He said that God is abounding in steadfast love. Abounding literally means he has much, great, many, a lot of steadfast love. What is steadfast love? Unfailing love, kindness, or goodness. Ultimately, this steadfast love relates to God's faithfulness to his covenant. The second divine quality of God that we see here in Psalm 86 is God listens to the prayer of his children. God listens to the prayer of his children. Psalm 86:6 says this, "Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to the plea for grace." God listens to the prayer of his children. The third divine quality of God that we see here in Psalm 86 is God answers his children when they call. Verse 7 tells us that. It says, the psalmist writes, "In the day of my trouble, I call upon you, for you answer me." God answers his children when they call. The fourth divine quality of God that we see here in Psalm 86 is there is none like God. There is none like God. Verses 8 through 13, the psalmist says, "There is none like you among the gods," little g. "O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and worship before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God." Big G. "Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God. With my whole heart, I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love towards me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol." The final divine quality of God that the psalmist writes about here in Psalm 86 is God is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Think about that. God is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Psalm 86, verses 14 through 17, the psalmist says this. He says, "O God, insolent men have risen up against me. A band of ruthless men seeks my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God," capital G, "merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Show me a sign of your favor, that those who hate me may see and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me." We started with this takeaway. Regardless of what you're facing, the child of God must remember the divine qualities of God. The divine qualities of God laid out here in Psalm 86 is, number one, God is good, God is forgiving, and God is abounding in steadfast love. Number two, God listens to the prayer of his children. Number three, God answers his children when they call. Number four, there is none like God. And number five, God is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. So regardless of what you're facing, the child of God must remember the divine qualities of God. What is one way you will seek to remember the divine qualities of God in your daily life? I close with a prayer. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the person that is hearing this. I pray that your hand would be upon them, that you would guide them and lead them. And I pray, dear Lord, that they would use the one takeaway from this devotion today to remember the divine qualities of God. Father, I pray that you would show them yourself in a powerful way. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to today's reading. God bless you.